Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week, Poonam had a chat with Paul from Grokefield House Hotel about the challenges with customer service.
Thank you, Paul, for joining us today. So, you're the general manager of the Grokefield House Hotel, part of the Classics Lodge group of hotels. What would you say is the biggest difference between customer service and customer experience?
The key difference between customer service and customer experience is the whole journey from the arrival until the customer leaves. Service would be the initial meal or whatever they're getting, basic standards, but the experience is that extra. How we can make the fact that when they come, to make us different to everybody else, that they can say, at the Grokefield, they went over and above. And I think that's where the experience comes in. The experience is what makes a difference for somebody to turn around and say, recommend it to other people, that was a great experience we had. To me, that's the extra difference. It's the wow factor.
Fantastic. So from a customer's experience perspective, what would you say are the key components?
The key components for the experience would be the arrival. When they arrive, there's a warm welcome, immediate without a fuss, almost a natural flow to we're expecting them. And also then at the touch point at the end, when they're either paying or when they're looking to leave, is checking everything's okay, walking through, thanking them for their experience. The whole journey from the start to the end, that there's constant checkpoints, constantly making sure that they've enjoyed themselves, so that when they leave and they walk through the doors outside, that they've enjoyed themselves. To me, that's the whole customer experience.
Okay, so we focus very heavily on that customer experience management side, and we look at six pillars of customer experience. And one of the things that do come out of the reviews that we do with a lot of hotels and some of our other clients is that they get a lot of customer feedback. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. What do you do with your customer feedback?
Well, customer feedback is essential. For us in the Hotel Grokefield, we have our own internal service where all our guests that stay overnight with us, they are sent a survey form. Same with our afternoon tea. We obviously review all the websites. For me, it's essentially you're looking for good reviews to see how many guests are satisfied, which is very important for everybody else to make sure that we're doing everything correctly. And also with the feedback that we get at, you know, some days we might not get things right, is to look if there's a common trend, is there a certain thing where we might not be doing things correctly. The service industry involves a lot of people, it's a lot of things that can happen. We don't necessarily get it right all the time. The key thing is that if we do get things wrong, is to rectify it, to make sure that we can have guests coming back more and more. So all reviews is essential. Hearing the great stuff and the positive stuff is wonderful. It's a key morale for all myself and all my team. It's what we want to know we're doing well. But also where areas that we can work upon is also as crucial, because that's where we work upon. Because we keep striving, as we say, to create this experience. And everybody sees things differently. So if you don't read reviews and understand the business and take the feedback on board, you're not going to improve.
So the Grokefield has received a certification of excellence, TripAdvisor. So congratulations on
that.
What would you say are the biggest challenges in terms of improving customers' experience?
The key is the people. Having a loyal team that are passionate about the job they do, enjoy looking after customers, and the customers seeing that, which is evident in our TripAdvisor, one of the key things we do get a lot of reviews is having a fantastic team, credited hotel. So that is the key one, and alongside that would be consistency. I mean, you know, it's about constantly staying at the same level and it's maintaining that. So they would be the two key things, is having the right people looking after them, and also the consistency of having the service levels.
And in terms of training and development for your customer facing staff, how do you progress with their development and take it forward?
With the company, we have our own internal customer service training. And also within the hotel, we use a lot of the reviews. A lot of it is on the job. The HODs will also be checking, guiding the teams. We have a lot of new starters that have come in. So we need to make sure we train them gently, teach them the business, get the passion in them. We also have had quite a bit of success in the last year of developing from within. My head chef used to be the sous chef. Supervisors were our team members a year ago. So not only do they see reward, they see the succession plan there and drive it through them.
Fantastic. Would you say that having some sort of standardised training may be an opportunity for some of the younger people coming in, or making the industry a little bit more attractive to the right type of people? Because fundamentally, you're going to have great customer service if you have the right people doing the right thing in the right way at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, training is the key to everything. We need to train individuals in the industry because in the end of the day, if we train people well, the skill level increases, which actual fact means you don't need as many people to do the jobs because they are so skilled. And I think that's the biggest challenge we have, is to get young people in, or any person in, into the industry and develop the skills to be able to create a great customer experience.
Thank you very much, Paul. I think it's been really informative just to understand sort of some of the challenges that the hospitality industry really does have. And I look forward to working with you soon.
Thank you, Bruno. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. If you would like to improve your customer service and maybe win a TripAdvisor award like Paul and his team did, get in touch with us and maybe we can help. Please feel free to call us on 01280 823 702 or email us at info@hrandflow.com. Next week we'll be speaking with Neville Pritchard.